grade 2 or 3.
Really?
8 years old or 9 years old, we read the story of Sadako and the Thousand Paper Cranes.
Okay.
At school. And she was a runner in her school, and she was a really good runner.
Mm-hmm.
And before she got leukemia,
mm-hmm.
so and I used to run for the school competitively too.
Mm.
And so I remember identifying with her, and of course the story ends. It's not a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
She dies. But
did you hear about this story at school or?
Yes.
Oh, at
the
school.
The teacher read it to the class.
Oh, okay. At grade 2 or 3.
Grade 2 or 3.
Okay.
And then we, as a school, we made a peace garden. In front of the school in the shape of a rainbow.
Mm.
And we also learned how to make paper cranes.
Oh, do you still remember?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the only origami I know.
You know, I'm like kind of the same, but you know, my story is worse because, you know, I went to the States, I went to Virginia at year 2000.
Okay.
And that's where, you know, I went to get my MBA degree. But I didn't know how to, like, you know, fold a crane before
uh-huh.
that. So I was like 28 when I first learned how to fold a crane. So.
But now you know.
Now I know, but believe okay. I don't know if I can do it now. It's been 2 years. My brains are severely damaged in, like, you know, with this past 3 years, with the lack of sleep, doing this business. But so it was a rainbow.
It was a rainbow garden,
mm.
and we called it the Peace Garden.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm still after the story, although it was sad, and maybe even some people in the class were crying
mm-hmm.
at the end of the story. I think there was a feeling of hope.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always remember that story.
Mm.
And when I had the invitation to Japan, I thought, if I ever go to Japan, I'm going to Hiroshima
mm.
because I know there is a monument to
yeah.
remember her.
Mm-hmm.
So I did.
And
I did
this
go
was
there.
When?
So this is when I was living in Sendai. I took a trip.
Year 2000.
Yeah, with my Nenkyu, and I went to Hiroshima.
Hmm.
Maybe my first connection as a child
hmm.
was probably through Sadako
hmm.
story.
Hmm. How did you feel about that, the atomic bomb museum in general, the Hiroshima peace? You know, the they say the peace park, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been there maybe 4 or 5 times as well. But as a as a non-Japanese, what was your, like, your straight feelings?
I didn't expect to. I knew it would be a place to remember
mm-hmm.
and a place that would be difficult to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't expect to feel so emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very sad for me.
Mm.
Not the city itself, but the actual, once I went to the museum, into the museum and saw some films, and actually there was an old woman, like a very old woman,
mm-hmm.
sitting under a tree
mm-hmm.
in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
and she was telling stories to some children, I think a school, a class,
mm.
and she was sitting by this tree that had been burned,
mm.
but it was starting to grow.
Mm.
And so,
in the museum, outside the museum,
just in the front of the museum.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think this is one of, I don't know how many trees that survived,
mm-hmm.
but was badly burnt,
mm.
but it still has some new growth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a hopeful.
Mm.
That was the only hopeful thing that I saw there, of course, the park is